Welcome to the world of reverse speech. My name is David John Oates, and I'm your host for the weekly reverse speech show, broadcast to you live from Adelaide, South Australia. In this show, we explore the amazing phenomenon of reverse speech. We bring to you many guests who will share their expertise in this field, and we will explore the unconscious mind, asking the questions, what is it, and what does it do? We'll also take your calls live on the air. So sit back now, relax, and enjoy the show. And good evening, everyone. This is David John Oates. You are listening to the Weekly Reverse Speech Show, broadcast to you live every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 o'clock. Now, I'm not too sure whether I'm actually broadcasting because my room controls have frozen up on me. So maybe if someone could just log in the chat room and let me know whether I'm going out. The conference room function, there we go, we're all working. All right, good stuff. Okay, tonight I have as my guest Geoffrey Toth. And Geoffrey Toth is the office manager for Reverse Speech, or the vice president of Reverse Speech. And we're going to have a chat to Geoff, and I think Geoff is on the line now. Geoff, are you there? Hello, Geoff, can you hear me? Well, I see him there, but he's not responding. Hello, Geoff, can you hear me? All right. Well, while we're waiting for Geoff to talk to us, let me tell you a little bit why I was late last week. Why we had to. Now Geoff says he is talking. Okay. Well, Geoff, I can't hear you. Is anyone else hearing Geoff? Hello, Geoff. Well, that's very strange. Are we having a problem with our conference here? Geoff says he is talking, but I don't hear him. All right, Geoff's going to call in again. He's going to log out and call in again, and we'll see if we can get him online now. Geoff has been involved with reverse speech for, it's got to be 13, 14 years now. He was my office manager when I lived in the United States, and when I moved home to Australia, he followed me home and lived in Australia for 5 years, running the reverse speech offices here in Australia. And then when his visa ran out and we were unable to get it renewed, so he moved back to Australia, back to the United States. He now lives in Portland, Oregon, and runs the reverse speech offices in America. And I appreciate all of Geoff's good work and contributions to reverse speech. We've got a few reversals that Geoff found that we're going to be playing today. And, let's see if we can get him back online again now, and we'll get him calling into the conference. And hopefully, all right, Geoff says he's back in. I don't see him up on the switchboard yet.
Hello.
Okay. Hey, there you go, Geoff. Now I can hear you.
You got me, huh?
I gotcha. Yeah, we had a bit of a problem beforehand.
Computers.
Oh, absolutely. So I was chatting just before you came in online, and I was trying to work out how long you've been involved with reverse speech. It's got to be 12 years, I think. When did you first come and work for me in San Diego?
I think it was the last 3 months of 97.
97, so 12 years.
Yeah, pretty close to that now. Almost right on.
Right. Yeah. It'd be almost spot on 12 years now, wouldn't it?
It's been that long.
And time goes so quickly, doesn't it?
It seems to.
Yeah, and we've had a very interesting 12 years. Tell me, what first attracted you to reverse speech? What first intrigued you about it?
I think the first thing I ever heard was the children's reversals.
Oh,
and
right.
With my background and everything, I just kind of, I recognized it as spirit speaking.
Right.
And so I
right.
had to find out more.
Right.
And found out what reverse speech is and ordered myself a machine and started playing with it. And it was just incredible, the things that I found.
Started finding all these amazing reversals everywhere, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Especially ones that were calling out to me to guide me in my life and everything. It was a very helpful tool. Of course, hearing your own reversals is not the easiest thing to do, but when there's something your subconscious mind wants you to hear, it puts it out there so you can't miss it.
And talking about reversals giving guidance, here's a reversal on you when you came out to visit me in Australia before you moved out here to live.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking for guidance in your reversals as to whether you should come to Australia. So let's just play this clip forward. This is Jeff back in probably 2000, 2001, something like that.
Yep, 2000.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I would go just right away. To come back to stay any length of time, yeah.
And because when you said you'd go right away, you're talking about going to Australia, and the reversal says, feeling answers, God make it certain. Here we go.
The only answers, God make it certain.
And God indeed did make it certain, didn't he?
Yes, absolutely, for sure. Yes.
Yeah, and you moved out to Australia?
Yeah, and it was, that was 2000, I was there, and I'd planned to come over in October 1st of 2001, which happened to be two weeks after 9/11. And it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, pretty amazing trip to get out of the country. And though I knew that we'd found that reversal that said, God, make it certain, and it was made certain, I had nothing to worry about. And it was amazing how I managed to get through security easily and no troubles or anything at all on the plane, and away I went.
Wow, I would have thought traveling and getting through security would be pretty tough right after 9/11.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, you were a little bit nervous about flying here, were you not?
Oh, yeah. I worry about how the airlines take care of their aircraft. That's what I worry about. But other than that, it's a long ride, that's for sure.
Yeah, 12 hours. Mm. Yeah, I'm taking that flight next year, Jeff. Being asked to come out to America to give a workshop and lecture. I'm just waiting on final dates now, and I'll be booking my flight. So I'll make a trip up to Portland and see you.
That's great. You'll be down in San Francisco then, right?
Yeah. Workshop's going to be in San Francisco. Yeah. I'm just waiting on the date, and then I'll book my flight. But,
great.
Yeah. Of course, I lived in America for 10 years, as I don't know whether everyone knows that, but reverse speech offices were in San Diego for 10 years. So what was it like running reverse speech in San Diego? That's when we were still getting lots of phone calls to the office, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was quite hectic. It was, a full, steady onslaught from the time we got in the office to the time we left. It was amazing.
Yeah, back in those days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't get that sort of phone call volume anymore now, unfortunately. But that was reverse speech back in the heydays.
Yeah, it was... It's kind of like I keep thinking reverse speech is kind of in a gestation period now before it becomes accepted mainstream, which history shows it takes quite a few years.
I think both of us would have expected reverse speech to be bigger than what it is now. And given 10 years from when you first started, unfortunately, we were pretty well cut short in America, weren't we, in the last year or so with the lawsuit.
All the trouble.
All right. Now,
And all the trouble they went with it.
And all the trouble. Recall some of the trouble. Tell me what you remember about those times. For those who don't know, Reverse Speech was, I was sued for $60 million. It was a very public lawsuit on all the internet, all over the internet and on newspapers and TV shows, and it was a very, very public lawsuit. What was it like being in the office during that time, fueling all the death threats?
Yeah, well, it was really something. I mean, people call up with death threats, email us with death threats, and of course we got mail that supported us too, and it was, something. If you're not used to it, it can be quite shocking. But I'm sure that anybody gets in the public eye has to get used to that sort of thing, because it happens quite a bit. I mean, we've had death threats as recent as when who was that guy they brought back from Indonesia that said he'd killed JonBenet? Can't remember his name.
Oh, David Carr.
Yeah, David Carr, yeah. Yeah, boy, when we said he was innocent, boy, did we get the death threats then. As it turned out, he was.
Yes, he certainly was. You know, it's amazing to me. It's amazing to me how much people do not want the truth. We say we want truth. We talk about truth, and many people talk about their search for truth. But one thing I've discovered with Reverse Speech, as I'm sure you have too, is that when people see the real truth, they run like crazy. And I don't know why that is so. There's this real what's the word? Oh, and fear, intrepidation. Oh, I'm trying to think of the right word for the truth.
Yeah, well, it just I've just seen people, lose it over Reverse Speech, and it's actually been one of the things that has validated Reverse Speech for me. I mean, if there was nothing to Reverse Speech, why do these people get so upset over it? I mean, they don't get it that upset over taxes or anything else, but boy, they just, get the wrong idea about Reverse Speech, boy, do they just go off about it.
Oh, they absolutely do. You know, we're in the middle of a political scandal here in South Australia, and the Premier of South Australia has been accused of having sexual relations with one of his workers, and the worker went on TV and gave an interview on Sunday telling all about the affair, and of course our Premier came out and denied the whole thing. And I thought to myself, do I want to do reversals on this or not, And I finally decided not to. I thought, no, I don't want the hassle. No matter what I find, whether I find she's lying or telling the truth, I can't win.
Yeah.
People are going to attack me either way.
Yeah.
So I didn't do the reversals on it.
Yes. I can understand that completely. I mean, either way it comes out, you're going to have half the people against you.
Yeah, I know, exactly right. So I decided to keep out of it, which is unusual for me because I normally jump into these controversies, boots and all. I'm getting a little bit more leery in my older years. So yeah, here's a reverse you found on a woman where she revealed the truth. This is a reverse you found, Jeff, out of a woman who's talking about going to the bank to get some money.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's run this one.
Oh, no, we're on the way to the bank.
We're on the way to the bank, and back where she says, fill the day with marijuana.
There
it is. Quite a clear reversal. And that just shows the propensity Reverse Speech has to reveal the truth. What was she going to do with the money that she got from the bank? Well, the reversal then comes in and tells us, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Fill her day
amazing.
With marijuana. And pretty amazing stuff. And reversal on Bill Clinton about smoking marijuana. And also Australia's Prime Minister, Bob Hawke.
Yep.
And,
as much as Reverse Speech will reveal when people are, lying or if they're withholding information, it will also use that same ability to help people. know, will give you ideas of how to proceed in your life that would be better than if you decided yourself, perhaps, you know.
Right.
And so it's not all about, you know, busting people with what they're doing or saying, you know. It's more about self-help.
And it's a shame that that part of the speech has been the part that's been publicized, because certainly 90% of all my work is in the therapeutic context, using reversal to give guidance, healing problems and issues. I mean, gee whiz, if you go to my website, you can see a testimonial I just got from a cancer patient whose tumors have all completely shrunk as a direct result of reverse speech session work. And just amazing power it has to heal physical as well as emotional and psychological issues.
Absolutely.
What's been some of your highlights, Jeff? As you look back over the last 12 years, what are some of the events in the history of reverse speech that really stick out in your mind?
Oh, well, of course, you know, the feud and those lawsuits. I mean, that was certainly an interesting experience, but I just remember, you know, after, you know, downsizing the company and organizing things, and we were running good for many years there, and then your move back to Australia, right? And that just kind of put us on the world side of things rather than just in the U.S., and that was good.
Right.
I mean, look, we've got people doing reverse speech in Germany and in Indonesia and China and France and everywhere now. It's just incredible. And it's certainly grown.
There's a class starting in Germany in about 3 months from now. The class is starting, going to be conducted by a practitioner in England, Pat Nightingale. I was in Germany a couple of months ago doing lectures and workshops, and managed to drum up a fair bit of interest, and we've got students wanting to take training. So that's very exciting.
We certainly need a lot more people doing this.
Absolutely. We need a lot more people doing this.
Just for the fact that we need people doing this to watch over our politicians and bankers and such. You know, looking forward to accepted more widely.
Yeah, I would do some reversals on Barack Obama. I've got Jeff Rentz from the Rentz program emailing me wanting latest reversals on Barack Obama, so I've got to go and do that, I guess, to get back on the Jeff Rentz show again. So we'll go and get them done. Now, you found some reversals on the Hindenburg disaster, I believe. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, that was a very interesting analysis that I did. See, that was back in, I think, 2004 when I was working on that. And I had seen the Hindenburg incident, you know, many times in my life. I just happened to come on a history show I was watching. And I did a search and found the full 20-minute version of the audio. Normally, they play just a little excerpt out of it. And I went through that, and I do believe that finally I did find what actually caused the Hindenburg to catch fire, explode, and crash. And that was
this reversal here. Sorry, go ahead.
Yep, go ahead.
Oh, right, okay, so that's this reversal here. We're going to play a few more of the Hindenburg as well, but is the reversal that Jeff found that appeared to give a reason for the crash. So let's run it forward.
I've sort of recovered from the terrific explosion and the terrific crash that occurred just as it was being pulled down to the mooring mast. It's still smoking and flaming and crackling and banging down there.
Okay, so that's the forward. And reversal says there was a pipe burst with a gas heater. Here we go. Nice and clear. And once more. And let me run the whole track backwards. You hear a little bit of gibberish, and then in reversal, there was a pipe burst with a gas heater.
And
Very clear in there, isn't it?
Absolutely. Just couldn't miss that one. Go ahead.
So how did that reversal appear there? Because he was just reported. There's no way he could have known what caused
right.
the crash.
This portion of the audio was taken out of the last, and now this is about 10 to 12 minutes after the thing had flamed and crashed to the ground, and he was walking in and amongst the passengers that had been rescued, and they were laid out on the ground, and he was walking in and amongst them talking to the passengers. So I think, subconsciously, one of these passengers caught a glimpse of what this pipe bursting and catching fire, and he transmitted that information to the announcer, which then consequently broadcast it to the nation.
Right.
Of course, you know, for any ears that were listening. But so he actually, it was through, you know, word of mouth from one of the passengers on board. And I believe that's how he got it. And it was just,
right,
you know, so obvious.
Yeah, that gets down to the whole question of oral tradition, that reversals are handed down from person to person to person. And
exactly.
You can sometimes know knowledge and information on the unconscious level that you don't know consciously. I remember a case, a woman came to me for session work many years ago now, and as I was doing her reversals, I found a detailed description in reverse of an affair that her husband was having. And I went and told the reversal this, I told the woman this, and she totally denied it. She said, "Oh, no, my husband's not having an affair." But she went home and confronted her husband that night, and the husband broke down and confessed. He had indeed been having an affair. So how did that information appear on her reversals when she had no conscious knowledge? Well, the answer is very simply, every time the husband came home from seeing his mistress, he was telling her in reverse about the details of the affair. And she heard that her on the unconscious level, became part of her overall collective unconscious knowledge, and then, of course, came out in reverse. So,
yep, absolutely. There's so many channels of information.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we call that the old traditional theory of reverse speech. You know, I do contract work sometimes with some businesses in Sydney. And when they're about to hire an employee, they will ring me and talk about the various people, the various candidates for the job. And their reversals, the boss's reversals, will give me a fairly accurate idea about the status of the prospective employees, because through the process of old tradition, as he was interviewing employees, he was hearing their reversals, and they became part of his overall collective unconscious knowledge. So really quite an amazing process. And actually, whilst we're talking about collective unconscious knowledge, I'm going to play another reversal that shows collective unconscious knowledge, and then we're going to play some more reversals on the Hindenburg. And the one I'm looking for is this one here. This is a client of mine who was doing session work, and he's talking about psychic abilities. Now, this was recorded in June of 2001, very important date. Here we go.
That I said that, you know, I will be an opener of souls, and that the most incredible feeling of my heart chakra just bursting wide open.
And backwards, he says, soon plan evil on America.
Soon plan evil on America.
Very clear.
Soon plan evil on America.
And, of course, 3 months after we made this recording, the planes flew into the Twin Towers, and they came down, the 911. So I think he was tapping into collective unconscious knowledge that something evil was about to happen to the United States. So. All right. Let's look at some more reversals on the Hindenburg disaster, okay? You there, Jeff?
Yes, sir.
Oh, right. I thought I'd lost you again.
Nope.
All right, here we have another reverse on the Hindenburg disaster. We'll run it forward first off.
It's practically standing still now. There's ropes out of the nose of the ship, and it's been taken a hold of down on the field by a number of men.
Now, this is what, before the crash, I guess?
This is right. This is just before it ignited, as they were grabbing the ropes. They were dropping the ropes down out of the different ports in the ship for the ground crew to grab a hold of. And
right.
the complementarity in this one is really interesting, because forwards he talks about the nose of the ship. And as you'll hear in reverse, we're dealing with the face.
Ah, right.
Yeah, it's a very metaphorical.
Very metaphorical statement. The face is adorned with the dark wolf, is what Reversal says. I'll play it, then you can tell me what you think it means, Jeff. Here we go. Let's run it at three speeds.
Face is adorned with dark wolf.
Yes.
Face is adorned with dark wolf.
Absolutely.
Face is adorned with dark wolf.
Now, what do you think he's referring to?
Yeah, well, I'm absolutely sure he's looking at the big red Nazi flag hanging over the side of it, you know. And so the face of the ship is adorned with the dark wolf for the Nazis. And I thought that was a really good metaphor for the Nazi Germany, the dark wolf. And
in fact, the
German military used wolf a lot as you know, they're operated in wolf packs, and they flew in wolf packs and everything, so it was really quite, you know, an interesting metaphor that he come up with there.
And of course,
go ahead.
Oh, and of course, Hitler's hideout was called the Wolf's Lair.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it was a very common metaphor that they used, you know, even in their conscious forward language. And so it didn't surprise me it showed up in reverse, but I really like the complementarity of it, because forwards he's talking about they're dropping the ropes out of the nose of the ship, and backwards it's the face is adorned. So it's
that's amazing. And let's play the forwards again so people can hear that. Here we go.
It's practically standing still now. They dropped ropes out of the nose of the ship.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Dropped ropes out of the nose of the ship.
Ropes out of the nose of the ship.
Absolutely, there it is. And here's the rest of the broadcast.
And it's been taken a hold of down on the field by a number of men.
And does the reversal occur when he says the nose of the ship? Do you know?
Yeah, that's part of it, yeah.
Here's the backwards.
Face is adorned with black wolf.
And here's the exact forwards.
Ropes out of the nose of the ship.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, because the forward is out of the nose of the ship.
Mm-hmm.
In reverse, the face is adorned with the dark. What an amazing complementarity it is.
Yep, absolutely.
Wow.
I was just...
When
I heard that, I was just like, wow, that's really something there, you know.
That's quite an amazing one. Here's an interesting one on the announcer as he's still, this is before the accident occurred.
So it's many sections, up and down along the aluminum alloy girders, over the catwalks which lead from one area to another, and then you see him.
And here he says, I'm a beautiful soul. Here we go.
I'm a beautiful soul.
There it is.
I'm a beautiful soul.
Absolutely.
I'm a beautiful soul.
Ha! Huh. Rather not just reversal to find there, isn't it?
It is, you know, just that's the way he was feeling just before the thing exploded into flames, you know, so it was kind of interesting.
Right. Okay, now let me see. I've got a whole bunch of Hindenburg reversals here. Which one do you want to play next?
Let's see. Which ones are you looking at? Hindenburg?
Oh, I'm looking at all of them here. They fly the death boat. How cool is that one?
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
All right, here, let's play this one. This one says they fly the death boat. Here with his swords.
And Charlie, if you'll save it out just a minute, I'll come back with more description.
And here we go backwards.
Goodbye to death, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Goodbye to death, boy.
Went by the death boat.
It was a death boat too, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Yep. And
yeah.
And then there's a comment about the captain himself in his backwards. It says, with a dark captain. You have that one there in front of you?
Oh, yeah, here we go, with a dark captain. Okay, let's run this one forwards.
Now, how to polish up to the sex surface of course.
And with a dark captain.
With a dark captain.
Was that a sentence builder?
Oh, is it really? All right.
I think
I'll explain sentence building in a sec. Here's the forwards. I couldn't get the forwards, actually, on that one.
I couldn't get the forwards either.
What a sentence building reverse, please, folks. You may remember in my last show we discussed the speech. And sentence building reversals are where the forwards and the reverse combine to create a complete sentence. Okay, so let's try and play this again forwards. See if we can get the forwards.
The sex surface of.
I can't get what he's saying at all on forwards on that one, Jeff.
The sex surface
of. No, can't get the forwards on that one. So
yeah, I'm looking.
I don't know whether.
Trying to get my transcript to open up here. I was going to see if I could see what I wrote down the forwards was.
Now, that's interesting, actually. That's an interesting observation because many times the reversals are clearer than the forward dialogue. We've found that many, many times. Sometimes the forward dialogue is almost indecipherable, but the reversals come out crystal clear, which is quite an interesting observation.
Yep, I find that a lot. I'll end up with a reversal that's a perfectly clear reversal, but I can't figure out what the person's saying forward.
No, right. Well, that happens so many times, doesn't it?
I know. It's...
Yeah, so let's try one more time, see if we can get the forwards. No, let's run the whole lot. Maybe we can get it.
Now, how to poly surface is the sex surface of course.
No, can't get that forwards at all.
Yeah.
But the reversal with a dark captain is nice and clear. Let's play the reversal again.
With a dark captain.
With a dark captain. With a dark captain.
Yep, there we go. Okay, all right.
Yeah. And I know he was some famous German captain that was flying that thing that day.
Ah, right, okay.
So, yeah, the dark captain, I guess maybe he meant, you know, that he was... I had a bad reputation or something.
Right. Here you've got a reversal that says, help me, my God. How clear is that one on the Hindenburg disaster?
Yeah.
Let's play it. That's
a pretty good one.
All right, here's the forwards.
I can't even talk to people. There's people out there.
And help me, my God.
Help me, my God.
Oh, a little bit.
Help me, my God.
Yeah. Not totally clear. The God wasn't totally clear on that one.
Yeah.
Just hang on, Jeff. We're going to play an advert. And then we'll be back live after this. Hi, this is David Gunnock, and I want to introduce you to the reverse speech hobbyist, Home Study Course. If you find the field of reverse speech fascinating and want to get involved further, then the hobbyist course is for you. It consists of 6 one-hour lessons on CD or download, which teaches the basics of reverse speech, how to find reversals, use the equipment, and then how to interpret your findings. And it does all of this while playing you over 200 reversals from famous people to private session work. Get involved in the amazing world of reverse speech and get a copy of the home study course now. Go online at reversespeech.com or call our toll-free number in the United States on 866-978-5910. That's 866-978-5910 and get a copy of the Reverse Speech Hobbyist Home Study Course now. And of course, that phone number has now changed, folks. So get your pens out and write down the new phone number for Reverse Speech Enterprises in America. It's area code 503, and that's 919-3752. That's 503-919-3752. You are listening to the Weekly Reverse Speech Show, broadcast through the fine folks of SpiritQuestRadio.com. If you want to call in and talk to me or Jeff, you can call in on area code 201-793-9022. That's 201-793-9022, and enter the conference number, which is 957-9082-pound. That's 957-9082-pound. That will bring you up to the switchboard, and I will see you and bring you into the conversation. So, been selling. I sold 3 copies of the home study course last week, so you know, we're getting a few sales on that. People seem to really like the home study course, so that's great. All right. Now, before we went on the air, Jeff, we talked about what reversals we wanted to play, and we had this one here. Where is it? Where's the one I'm looking for? Horse Shaman. So I'm going to let you talk about, give a preamble to this reversal.
Yeah, well, yes, that was a trailing reversal. It's a trailing reversal.
Oh, is it? Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, I had just finished doing about a 5-minute talk about starting a relationship with a particular person. Then I went in and asked for information about my soul. After I went in and asked about information for my soul was when this reversal came up. And therefore, it was about the previous topic. And it was very clear to me exactly what it meant when I heard it. So
We explained trail reversals in my last show. Trail reversals are where the conversation has changed in the forwards, but the reversals keep on discussing the previous conversation.
Right. Okay. And that's exactly what this one was. It was actually just after I changed topics and was the last reversal about that topic. So.
Right. Okay. So here we go. Here's the forwards.
I'd like to get some information about the state or condition of my soul.
Many people do session work, Jeff, to find out about the state of their soul.
And reverse speech will tell them, that's for sure.
It absolutely will. Point of fact, it's one of the most common themes in reverse speech is the state and nature of our soul. There's hardly a tape I do where the word soul and associated things don't appear in reverse speech. Now, the reversal on this tape says, Horse Shaman shouldn't grow a kiss, which is a metaphor. I'll explain the reversal, then I'll let you tell the audience what you think it means. So here we go. Horse Shaman shouldn't grow a kiss. Here it is.
Horse Shaman shouldn't grow a kiss.
Yep, there it is.
Horse Shaman shouldn't grow a kiss.
And again.
Horse Shaman shouldn't grow a kiss.
So what did that mean to you, Jeff?
Oh, I took that to mean, well, I know that the horse is spiritual movement forward, and shaman is a type of spiritual master. So I took it to mean that my spiritual movement forward in becoming a master could suffer if I was to connect with this person or grow a kiss
is what the
metaphor is. To kiss is to
connect. So the verse is basically saying the spiritual side of you should not get involved with this woman. You should not make a connection, right?
Right. It didn't tell me I can't.
Right.
It just said you shouldn't. And I chose to follow that advice and found that I was very glad I did later.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing how that works, isn't it?
It is, you know. And I probably saved myself years of pain and misery that way, and that's what reverse speech is really for.
Yeah, right. To give us amazing insights and advice and guidance. And
absolutely.
Any of the listeners out there want to experience the insight or guidance that reverse speech gives, then book in for private session work. Yeah, I'll give you the number in America again. It's 503-919-3752. That's 503-919-3752. Or if you want to call the offices in Australia, it's 618-838-2472. That's 618-838-2472. And I answer the phone in the Australian office. There you go. Yeah. So reverse speech has been a real spiritual journey for you then, hasn't it, Jeff?
Oh, yeah, it certainly has. I suppose my only disappointment that I've come across is that you never run out of lessons.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Keep thinking that I'm going to run out of lessons, but no, they come up with another one really good for me. So I guess if you don't
have
more lessons. It's
very good doing that, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And not having any more lessons means you're dead, I guess.
I guess so. Well, I'd much rather stay here and learn lessons than consider the alternative.
Absolutely, you know. And it's too bad. I see people that are stuck in their lessons in life, and it's really too bad because reverse speech could get them out of it.
Yeah,
and help
it
them
really
to move
could.
On, you know. And it's sad to think that so many people spend their entire life stuck in a lesson. And we all get stuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
But,
and many times people are screaming for the answers. God, give me an answer. What do I do next? Where do I go next? How do I approach this problem? And how many times have we heard of people asking those questions? Where do I go? God, are you there? God, tell me what to do. And the answers lie within. As Jesus taught, the kingdom of heaven lies within. And reverse speech taps into those answers. And I'm amazed we don't get more people banging our doors down wanting session work, because it will certainly give you the answers. There's absolutely no doubt about that.
Yes, sir. I just, you know, hate to think of my life without this tool, and I only wish I had it 10 years previous, if not 20, you know.
Would have saved you a lot of trouble, wouldn't it, Jeff?
Absolutely. Sure could have.
Tell me, I've got a strange question for you. Of all the phone calls you've taken since you've been answering reverse speech phone lines, what's some of the craziest calls that you've had?
Oh, well, let's see. One comes to mind right off the bat is I get a phone call from God every once in a while.
Oh, he still rings in, does he?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He likes to talk. This guy, he swears he's God, and, you know, he's getting ready for the coming of Christ, and he calls and talks to me once in a while. It's kind of interesting. Nicest guy in the world. And I just don't know about
That's
his
strange.
Credibility, but... You know, as far as I know, it might be God. You know.
Oh God!
So I talk to him.
Yeah. Yeah, he used to call in when we were in America, and he used to cause quite some laughs and humor among the reverse speech staff. So.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and then I get. Some of the craziest calls I get is, I had one just recently where the guy wanted me to do, oh, I don't know, what amounted to about 3 or 4 days worth of real solid work, right? And then he informs me that he can't pay me for the work because if he pays me, it would cheapen the meaning of the work.
Oh, so, give me a break.
I know, you know, and that's kind of... Weird. I don't know if people do that to, you know, car dealers. Can you just give me a car and, oh, I don't want to cheapen the Chevy name. Just give me one. So So I don't know. That's kind of strange.
Yeah, I've been criticized over the years for the financial aspects of reverse speech, but I mean, the criticisms are just pointless. I mean, reverse speech is our living. Of course we've got to make money. I mean, my landlord doesn't give me my house for free. The supermarket doesn't give me my food for free. It's all got to be paid for. I remember when, a couple of the skeptics who had written papers on reverse speech and directly attacked the integrity of reverse speech because we charge money for it, you know.
Yeah.
Monash University, crazy stuff. Monash University had a go at me for my quote-unquote expensive training classes, which an investigator's course sells for $1,200. And then I went to their website and to Monash University and saw they're selling their linguistic course for $20,000. And I thought, right.
Yeah,
that's real valid criticism.
Yeah, well, I know. People think we're just driving. People think we're driving around in gold-plated Cadillacs or something. And you know,
I wish.
Nothing like that.
I wish you did.
Closer to poverty side, I think.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, reverse speech has kept me going for 20 years. I started charging for session work in 1987, so it's now 2009. So I've used reverse speech for the last 22 years as my only form of income. So, you know, there's certainly a career to be made out of reverse speech. So, actually, I've got to get another training class started soon. I've got a couple of students all ready to go. I'm going to have to schedule a class probably in the next 2 or 3 weeks. So if anyone's interested in taking training, give us a call or email us. My email address is backwards@reversespeech.com, backwards@reversespeech.com. And Jeff's email address is jeff@reversespeech.com. So inquire about training, have a chat to Jeff, do whatever you want. Oh, there we go. Any other reversals of yours you want me to play, Jeff?
Oh, I don't know. What else you got there?
I'm trying to think. I don't know. Huh?
I was thinking, I didn't know if you had that one that I was asking you what hotel you're staying in, and in reverse I answered the question. Even though you told me you had no idea. I don't know
the one you're talking about. I wouldn't have a clue where that one is.
Actually, I've got an interesting story
to tell you about that. Back when we were in San Diego, there was this little toy that came on the market called a Yakback. And it played your speech, you recorded into it for 15 seconds, and then you press a button and you play it backwards. Well, we had a whole bunch of fun with that, and I remember one time I was on vacation and I was pulling into a town and we were looking for a hotel to stay in. And we talked into the Outback, which hotel should we stay in? And Reversal came back, the Best Western would be nice. It's amazing some of the information you can get from reverse speech at times.
That one was you were going to Canada to lecture. And I wanted to know what hotel you were staying in. You said, I have no idea till I get there. And then we were recording.
Oh, it was the Radisson, wasn't it?
Yeah, and right where I asked the question, what hotel are you staying in, backwards, I said Radisson.
You're absolutely right, I was staying in the Radisson Hotel.
Yeah, and how I got that information, I couldn't possibly figure that out.
No. Well, that gets into the whole question of the collective unconscious, doesn't it?
Absolutely, you know, and that's something we find in reverse speech quite often, is information that seems to come out of nowhere.
Information we don't know consciously, which I just find absolutely incredible that this information can appear in reverse speech. Like there was a pipe burst with a gas heater and soon planned evil on America, you know, tapping into collective unconscious knowledge. And,
absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a good thing to have. It's like in business. It's like having inside information that by every feeling of it, it should be illegal. You know, that kind of inside information is, but if you get it, you know, through your own reversals, who's going to tell you you can't listen to your own reversals? You know,
right.
So
it's, I'm just having a look through here and see if I've got a business example I can play. Well, look, here's an example that from business that's predicting a future event. Very important information. Let's run this forward.
And developing relationships with customers and prospects is not uncomfortable for me, but...
He's talking about working with his clients, and he says it's not uncomfortable for him, but backwards he says there'll be an awful fuck-up. So there we have reversals predicting a dire event coming ahead. And
absolutely, and wouldn't you want to know that if you were running a business?
Absolutely, absolutely. This technology gives the businessman the edge, and enables
sure.
him to navigate potential problems.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm sure as it becomes more widespread through business, we will actually begin to see people who succeed far more often than the rest.
Right.
And people are going to wonder why, you know, how is it you're doing that? And they, well, you know, I'm following my reversals, the advice I get from my own subconscious mind.
Right. And if people do that, they will have success. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind about that, you know. And I know the businessmen who I do contract work with absolutely love it. Gives amazing insight. And in my latest book that I wrote last year called Reverse Speech, New Theory About Language, there's a whole section in there on reverse speech in business and some business discussions that we've had and the reversals we've found and how the reversals have given insight into future business decisions.
Absolutely. Well, you've had that experience yourself with that guy that was going to publish your books.
Oh, let's play that one. Hang on.
That was one of the funniest reversals I ever heard.
Oh, I know. I still play this one at the lectures, and I get laughed throughout the whole room. Here he is having a business discussion with me.
Yes, I agree with you. I agree. That way, if we contain sole rights to the books, good chance. But now, I think it's what always going to be publishing this book.
So there we go. It's a nice casual business discussion. But backwards, he says, I'm so full of shit.
Thanks, so full of shit.
So there we go. Wouldn't you want to know that about your potential business partner before you sign the contract? And,
absolutely.
Reverse speech will tell you. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, an amazing thing. We've got about a minute left, Jeff, or 2 minutes. No, 1 minute left. Where do you see the future of reverse speech over the next, say, 3 or 4 years? What do you see?
Well, I think it's going to be quiet, you know, going into the future. I think we're really looking at what's just like a gestation period before reverse speech comes into mainstream. I mean, generally, history shows us it takes about 50 years for any new idea to be accepted, you know. And so there's a period of, there's a flash where it's discovered, and wow, this is great and everything, and then everybody just kind of forgets about it for a while. And then all of a sudden it's like, boy, we have this reverse speech. You know, why aren't we using it? And they'll start using it and accepting it. And hopefully someday it will even go into our courts. I mean, it has the potential to clear our court systems and you know, really get to the truth. So it's something we absolutely need.
We've got 5 seconds left. Thanks for joining us, Jeff. We'll have you on again. See you, everyone.
Okay,
I'll see you next week.